God bless the U.S.A.
President Donald Trump on the campaign trail in Tennessee, blasting Democrats on the immigration issue as he battles to save the Republican majority in the Senate.
Democrats want to invite caravan after caravan of illegal aliens to pour into our country. I don't think so. No nation can allow its borders to be overrun. And that's an invasion. I don't care what they say. I don't care what the fake media says. That's an invasion of our country.
Hope is still out there. We just have to stand up and speak for it.
Trump's predecessor, former President Barack Obama, has also been a force on the campaign trail on behalf of Democrats.
When you vote, Illinois, you can reject that kind of politics. When you participate in the political process, you can be a check on bad behavior. When you vote, Illinois, you can choose hope over fear.
Early turnout has been huge, with voters in both parties looking at the midterms as a referendum on President Trump, says expert John Hudak.
This is a president who wants this midterm to be a referendum on him, largely because he thinks his own popularity is so great that it will carry Republicans across the finish line.
But Trump is not only battling Democrats, he's battling history, says analyst John Fortier.
Well, the big picture is that midterm elections go against the president's party. I think there will be no difference here. The Democrats will do quite well in the House of Representatives and the governorships and state legislatures.
Historically, Republicans are more reliable voters in midterm elections. That puts pressure on Democrats to make sure their supporters get out and vote, says Gallup pollster Frank Newport.
Under the expectation that Republican voters typically are more likely to turn out, can Democrats energize people who identify with the Democratic Party to turn out and vote for their candidates?
And turnout will be key if Democrats hope to regain the majority in the House, says Jim Kessler.
The House has been a rubber stamp for the Trump agenda. It will no longer be a rubber stamp. So anything that gets done will have to be done on a bipartisan basis.
Democrats are favored to pick up House seats, perhaps enough to reclaim the majority. Republicans hope to defend their narrow 51 to 49 seat edge in the Senate, thanks to last-minute campaign help from President Trump.
We will never surrender, and we will always fight on to victory.
Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Because we are Americans.